With the head coach of the Kootenai Ice, Luke Pierce. Coach, first of all, a back-and-forth game. You guys had certainly enough offense last night in Regina. What's your take on how that game went yesterday?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, for us, if we can score five goals, that's got to be a win. You know, I thought we did a lot of things really well. We matched their speed really well. You know, I think we had some great chances going up the ice. I mean, we had three semi-breakaways that we don't capitalize on. They go the other way and score. So, you know, tough to lose it that way. But I liked our guys' compete level and, you know, coming off of a pretty demoralizing loss in Brandon. You know, we sat out a couple more regulars. And, you know, I was impressed with the way our group worked. And that's a team that's playing really well right now, obviously. And, you know, we got to try and keep that trend going.
You guys allow a lot of goals each of the last two games. So if you look at those games in particular, what do you think you have to clean up defensively as you get ready for today?
Well, Brandon, I think, was kind of an anomaly for us. We just weren't there. We looked like a Pee Wee team playing and, you know, let them kind of have their way. And then last night, you know, not that Declan Hobbs is at fault on a lot of them, but I think there's a couple there that he needs to stop for sure. That's a pretty high-powered offense as well. So, for the most part, recently in the last, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, we've done a much better job with keeping things out of our net, and that's just simplifying the way we're defending and, you know, not running around too much in our zone and being patient. So we've got to get back to that. I mean, we take a lot of pride in our goals against lately, and certainly stings these last couple nights.
When I've been watching from far how you guys are playing, you have been managed to be in a lot of games against good teams, and that score after the second period a lot of times, for example, is real tight. How do you feel about the way you guys have been battling against those good teams? Do you feel like you're making steps there? And B, what do you think it takes to make those games into total complete efforts and to sort of finish on some of them?
Yeah, no, I think we're making a ton of progress there. You know, we're giving ourselves a lot of chances. We have to do a better job early in games of getting out to a better start. I mean, in our last seven games, we've scored the first goal twice, and we've won both of those. So that kind of tells you something. Otherwise, we're clawing from behind. And as hard as our guys are working, I just don't know that we have the depth of talent to be able to fight back every time. And you end up wearing out your top-end guys, and by the time you get late in the game or into overtime, you just don't have a lot of energy left, and you know it ends up going against you. So we've got to do a better job early in games to make sure we're setting ourselves up you know, to play with a lead more often.
With the season you guys have had, where you've been sort of out of the playoff picture for a while, how do you feel like your guys have responded? Do you feel like there's been good learning? You've been able to teach. You talked about making good progress. I mean, does it tell you something about the mentality of your group that even though maybe the goals to make the playoffs haven't been there for a little while, that your guys have still responded and learned and improved?
For a large part, I think so. I'm not going to lie to and tell you that it's easy to keep motivating them, because obviously it's, you need that extra push from outside to maybe entice you to work. But for the most part, our guys have been pretty good that way. I think it's a really good opportunity as an organization to assess individuals. And there's no doubt, as in any season, there's some guys who aren't handling it properly and aren't giving us the effort that we need. And but when games are tight and they're in them, they seem to compete a lot harder. So that tells you about some kids' character moving forward. And that's something that we'll have to address because, to me, regardless of where you're at in the standings, you want kids that are going to work the same way no matter what. And, you know, we've seen some guys do a great job and others not so much.
Last point, I know you got to go, but you've got a couple wins against the Broncos. When you look back on that and prepare for today, what do you think you guys need to do to repeat that?
Well, the biggest thing for us is going to be our first 10 minutes. I mean, I know what it's like. We suffered a tough loss in Brandon and then come out. We played real well early against Regina. And for them, I mean, having the night they did last night, especially on home ice, I know they're going to be extremely fired up and come out of the gates flying. So we've got to be ready for that. And then once I think the game settles in, there's patience on our end. I mean, they've been playing really good defensively, takeaway last night, and playing really well in general. So now we've got to be patient, wait for opportunities, much like the last time we were here. And, you know, hopefully we can finish this trip off on a good note.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
Luke Pierce, head coach of the Kootenai Ice. When we return, we'll visit with Broncos coach and general manager Mark Lamb as our pregame show continues. This is the Broncos and the Kootenai Ice live tonight on the Eagle 94.1.